You write a lot. You know, I'm in Pahrump, and I'm not far from Area 51. And you write a great deal about Dreamland, huh?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's see. How much do you know about the real Dreamland?
What I know about Dreamland is I've seen more and more detailed satellite photos of it.
Yes.
Talked to some people who have worked out there. Talked to some people from Nellis who go out there on a regular basis.
Yes.
What I'm starting to realize is that Dreamland is nothing more than a little Air Force base.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a place that is constantly changing. They've expanded the base. They've taken down the base. They add things onto it. But in all respects, of people I've talked to and the things I've seen, it is nothing more than a small version of Edwards Air Force Base. It's another base that's on the edge of a dry lake bed, where the military pretty much gets to do whatever they want, and they get to build bases and they get to abandon them, and they get to move equipment out there, and they get to leave it and build something else. But also it's a regular Air Force base. I know they have a theater. I know they have softball fields. I know they have a running track, and so I think that you could take any military person, you could stick them on, you could blindfold them and fly them out there and take the blindfold off, and he wouldn't know. You would think that he's at Edwards, or he's at Nellis, or he's at Cannon Air Force Base.
Is that the way they fly people out there, Dale?
They pretty much do. They load them up in a little 727 and fly them out there, and they stay out there for anywhere from 1 to 4 days, and then they fly them back. And
well, listen, Dale, I swear to God that what I'm going to tell you is true. On my way home one night from Las Vegas to here in Pearl, not far from home, dead quiet summer night, much like the one we have out there right now, a little warmer, almost full moon, and a silent floating triangle came above my wife and myself. We got out of the car, stood and watched it float, not fly. I know what aerodynamic flight is, guarantee it wasn't that. No engines, no sound, could hear crickets a quarter of a mile away as this thing came over. Felt like I could have thrown a rock at it. It was gigantic, Dale. Now, that was either, and it was headed, by the way, out across the valley toward Area 51, the mountains in Area 51. So it was either something we have that is so damn far advanced that we've learned to control gravity, or I don't think I believe that it was hot air, although I've heard rumors about craft of that sort. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, brother, this flew over my head. It was them or it was us. Either way, it's a gigantic story. Anything on these triangles? You know anything about them?
No. I do know about airships, you know, very high-altitude airships that are, you know, they're in development. I'm talking about an airship that can fly at 100,000 feet and stay aloft for months at a time. I know we're developing things like that. I've done extensive research into not necessarily floating aircraft, but you know, hypersonic aircraft and the Aurora space plane and things like that. I do believe that aircraft like Aurora, the next generation of strategic bombers, exist, and I believe that's one reason why at one time we were going to build 120 stealth bombers, and the buy went down to 20.
So then, these people in Southern California who swear that they hear these thundering roars and bangs, which they have assumed to be the Aurora coming in from the Pacific toward Dreamland,
mm-hmm.
You think that has substance?
Absolutely. I believe Aurora has been flying since the first Persian Gulf War, and I believe it does exist. I believe there's as many as 3 aircraft that can routinely fly at Mach 5 to Mach 8.
Wow.
And do it on a regular basis, and they have a full complement of reconnaissance photo equipment, side-looking radar, things like that, that we use on a regular basis.
Is America's most secret aircraft research going on at Dreamland?
No, Dreamland was never designed for the actual research. It was designed to once they actually develop an aircraft that could fly or that could, you know, actually launch a weapon.
Yes.
That device goes out to Dreamland, and they actually put it in the hands of some military crew members.
And that's
what Dreamland is for.
And that's where they test fly.
Yes. Yeah. It's not exactly test flight. It's some regime between the drawing between the actual research and just before it goes into production. It's sort of a proof of concept type of activity.
I see. There have been rumors, nothing more really, well, maybe more, of things out at Dreamland that might even be extraterrestrial in origin, that attempts at back engineering and even flight have been attempted out there. Certainly weird things have been observed in that area over the years, flying, very weird things.
See, I've worked around that whole area for years. I've flown out at Red Flag, had short assignments to Nellis.
Yes.
I never even really heard the term Area 51 until relatively recently. We never used the term Area 51 before.
Uh-huh.
It was it has a restricted area number, and it has a name on it that we're careful not to overfly the area unless you had permission to do so. But we never called it Area 51, and I never really knew where all the rumors about aliens and I never heard any of that stuff. And I've been to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, and I've never heard anything about the hangars that have the aliens in it until relatively recently. And in my Air Force experience.
Until relatively recently, what have you heard relatively recently?
Press, or no? I mean, just the things that have come out in motion pictures and the press about so-called Area 51. And I really don't know. I mean, I know all the areas at Groom Lake and the different research centers and the various areas like the bomb disposal areas and things like that. But I'm not exactly sure where Area 51 is. I know where Groom Lake is. I'm very familiar with the airfields, but I don't exactly know where Area 51, unless they're talking about the same place.